Muslims' attitudes toward the people of the book. Islam regards both Judaism and Christianity as divine religions revealed by God. It recognizes their prophets and scriptures. It does not equate them with deniers or idolaters, but rather describes them as the people of the book, and ensures that Muslims treat their beliefs with affection and respect. The subject is set out as follows in Surah Al-Baqarah.
I seek refuge in God from the accursed Satan.
Alif Lam Mim, that is the book without any doubt. It contains guidance for those who guard against evil, those who believe in the unseen, perform prayer, and spend what we have provided for them. Those who believe in what has been sent down to you, what was sent down before you, and are certain about the hereafter.
In the Quran, God reveals these earlier divinely revealed books as the pages of the Prophet Abraham, the Torah revealed to the Prophet Moses, the Book of Psalms revealed to the Prophet David, and the Gospel revealed to the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. However, apart from the Quran, the other books have gradually been corrupted, for which reason some parts of them contain interpretations and provisions incompatible with the true faith. We can understand this corruption and tampering by analyzing the Quran. God draws attention to the moral errors of the people also among the people of the book, but this does not necessarily mean that the entirety of the people of the book is in error and unawareness. However, God reveals in a number of verses that there are people who are sincerely devoted to Him among both Jews and Christians.
They are not all the same. There is a community among the people of the book who are upright. They recite the signs of God throughout the night, and they prostrate. They believe in God and the last day, enjoin the right and forbid the wrong, and compete in doing good. They are among the righteous. You will not be denied the reward for any good thing you do. God knows those who guard against evil. It must not be forgotten that God knows every individual's heart. For that reason, the Muslim perspective must be that there may be many sincere believers among the peoples of the book. When this attitude is maintained, then it will be much easier to establish bonds based on love and respect among believers.